It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey, and we are going to, for the rest of our program today, revisit a conversation we first had a year or two ago, and this is about the Belle Bowl Prairie in Rockford. Illinois' nickname, as you know, is the Prairie State, but that name really refers back to our history more than our present, and there's very little high-quality, sort of native prairie land left in Illinois. And last week, a bulldozer plowed its way through another small patch of it. It's known as Belle Bowl Prairie near the airport in Rockford. Expansion has, you know, put the fate of that prairie in quite some risk. And there had been a number of years of legal challenges. We talked about this on the program before. And last week, they seem to have run their course, at least enough to allow the bulldozers to start cutting through the prairie. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco covered all of this. He's environmental reporter for DeKalb and Rockford's public radio station, WNIJ. And he joins us now. Juan Pablo, welcome to the 21st Show. Welcome back, I should say.
Hey there, Brian. Happy to be here.
Also with us is Carrie Lee, Executive Director of the Natural Land Institute, and Jillian Neese, a community organizer with a conservation group, Friends of Illinois Nature Preserves. Carrie and Jillian, welcome to you as well.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having us on the show again.
And
thank you, Brian.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And we do have a statement from the Rockford Airport we'll be sharing later in the program. But Jillian, just briefly, very brief sketch, can you just remind us a bit about the history and significance of Belle Bowl?
Yeah, so Belle Bowl Prairie has been really important to the Rockford area since before it was the Rockford area. So there's a history and there's evidence of indigenous settlements in the area. This prairie is actually right at the confluence of the Rock and the Kishwaukee Rivers. So it was a really important trading post, and there was agricultural settlements in this area before white settlers got to the area. And since then, this Belle Bowl Prairie served as part of Camp Grant, which was an army camp located in Rockford on this land. And it served as a really important gathering place for soldiers and entertainment purposes and boxing matches. And even the airport itself used to celebrate the prairie on its own website just because of how important it was to the Rockford community and how important it was to biodiversity in the state.
Carrie, I mentioned there's very little prairie left in Illinois. Can you just talk about how we got here, what effect that's had on our state's ecosystem? And I should say we do need to take a break in about a minute, so I'm going to ask you to speak briefly on that.
Sure. We only have 1/100th of 1% of our native prairie ecosystems left in the state. And this ancient 8,000-year-old gravel prairie represents only probably what's left of the high quality prairie is about 6 acres in the entire state of this gravel prairie ecosystem. And so it's pretty irreplaceable. It is something that has captured the imagination of our state community, people all over the state and actually all over the country have acknowledged and recognized that these incredibly rare habitats are in danger now. And
we're going to talk more about that when we come back from a short break. I'm sorry to interrupt you. More on the Belle Bowl Prairie and airport expansion in Rockford coming up after a short break. This is the 21st Show. Stay with us. It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey, and we are talking about the Belle Bowl Prairie in Rockford near the airport. Conservationists have been working to preserve this patch of land. It's a very small fraction of Illinois that is still the landscape that Native Americans knew before the arrival of European settlers, when our state was covered in prairie. There's a very small amount of it left. A small piece of that is near the airport in Rockford. And I said last week earlier, it was actually 2 weeks ago, a bulldozer plowed its way through part of that prairie, one of the highest quality parts of that prairie, which has several different levels of quality according to the experts and sort of the authenticity of the landscape. We're talking about this with Carrie Lee from the Natural Land Institute, Jillian Neese, who is with conservation group Friends of Illinois Nature Preserves, and Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, who's covered this for our partner station WNIJ in Rockford and DeKalb. 800-222-9455 if you want to join our conversation. 800-222-9455. So Juan Pablo, you were there when the bulldozer started plowing a path through the Bell Bowl. We actually have some audio from that. This is environmentalist Jesse Crow Mermel, who you spoke to as this was happening. Let's take a listen.
There's a single bulldozer on the prairie, the highest quality part of the prairie, that's just completely stripping the whole highest quality part of the prairie right now.
So Juan Pablo, talk about what did you see? What did you hear that day?
Yeah, so when I got there, the scene was pretty somber. There was like five or six of the prairie advocates who were kind of sitting there, kind of watching this scene unfold. Jesse, for example, was like playing a drum. It was a real bummer of a situation there. But what Jesse was describing was like this bulldozer was moving back and forth on this prairie. And what was left was just like this big black wound where the prairie used to be, kind of covered by prairie on either side. And, you know, the advocates weren't allowed to like approach the prairie after a certain distance. That's kind of what it was looking like at that point.
And Carrie, can you just talk about your reaction to the way this played itself out in the end?
Sure. So we had done a legal action against the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service because they were not protecting the habitat of the bee. What we have found is that there have been actually a couple of successes that have come out of this, even though the prairie has been bulldozed and bifurcated and by this road construction, is that we have raised the consciousness and the awareness of a whole group of citizens, not just in Illinois and in Rockford, but across the whole country, people who are really aware now that our legal protections for habitat are totally insufficient for the 21st century issues that we're facing with climate change, loss of habitat, and the sixth great extinction that we're in. And people are really concerned and they recognize that we are getting to a tipping point where it affects us as people. What is our future if we don't have clean air, clean water? So I think what's kind of come out of this is that there is that raised awareness, and Jillian can talk more about that. We've had amazing things happening, classical pieces composed around the Bell Bowl Prairie, artwork, poetry, folk songs, people coming together all over. Also, we have a group of state environmental people who are coming together to take a look at how our state agencies can coordinate better and what are the goals that we want our state agencies to accomplish, including the IDNR consultation process. So we're taking a look legislatively across the state at what we can do to protect our habitat, because shockingly, our water, our air, and our animals are regulated by the state, but not habitat and not plants. So that is one of the ways that our legal environmental protections are failing us in the 21st century.
Hmm. All right, I want to take a moment now to, I mentioned earlier that we requested a statement from the airport in Rockford. This is from Mike Dunn, executive director of the Chicago Rockford International Airport. We got this last week, and he had said the airport resumed construction of the cargo expansion project. This construction project delay has been for approximately 2 years. During the 2 years, the airport has followed the direction and guidance of the FAA, the USFWL, the Fish and Wildlife Service, and the DOJ, Department of Justice, and has voluntarily complied with all requests from all three agencies. On Friday, March 3rd, the airport received the final notice to proceed from the FAA. In agreement with the FAA and the DOJ, the airport agreed to allow the Natural Land Institute 5 days from this notice to file any additional legal actions. During those 5 days, the Seventh Appellate Court three times rejected NLI's request for a temporary restraining order halting construction. He goes on to say the airport estimates that the delay and costs relating to the delay have cost the taxpayers close to $1 million. The resumption of construction is significant for the region as it will create hundreds of construction jobs, up to 600 permanent jobs, and the opportunity for our region to be known as a leader of international air cargo operations. Jillian, this was, I think you can hear it from Mr. Dunn's statement there, that this was seen by some in the area as jobs versus, the environment or dirt, or, conservation, if you will. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, I like to think about, the last 60 years when this piece of land, which has been on airport property since the airport was established. And we've had airport expansions in the past, and they've always been able to accommodate the prairie within their expansion plans. And so it's really disappointing to see that this kind of false juxtaposition between environmentalists and jobs has been posed by the airport, because it's simply not true. And there's just no economic reason why moving a road a little bit to the north would cause 600 people to lose their jobs or something like that. It doesn't make any sense when you actually start to critique what the airport is saying and try and follow back their math and their logic on all of these figures that they're pointing out. It's just, it doesn't hold water.
I want to ask just sort of a devil's advocate question here. And Jillian, I want to stick with you on this. Like, I think we describe the Belle Bowl Prairie, but for people who can't see it, it's really like in the middle of the airport, right? I guess the airport sort of surrounds it like a horseshoe, maybe, if I'm describing that accurately from what I've seen on the maps. It's not like you can close your eyes and imagine you're, 400 years in the past, because there's going to be a sound of an airplane probably going right by. What is the sort of big picture elevator pitch defense of why this, I think, to, if people were driving by, they might not even know it's there, patch of land? Why you think that's important?
Yeah, that's a great question, because you're right. When you look at it, it really doesn't look like much. It's not, your coral reef where you've got all these colors and animals just everywhere. It's prairies are much more understated than that. And so I think it goes back to our values as a community and as a society, just recognizing that things have the right to exist, even if we can't see the benefit to us personally. And so I think it's really important that preserving this land would have been so crucial, just because it is so rare. As Carrie mentioned, it's some of the last few acres of this specific type of prairie that we have in the state. And that's something to be celebrated, and that's something to be investigated and researched. And it's something that inspires curiosity and creativity. And I've just been really disappointed in how a lot of people can't see how that is an important cultural aspect to our community, as important as inspiring jobs that are good for people as well.
Juan Pablo, we're running short on time, but what happens now? What do we expect to see on the prairie in the months ahead as this construction continues?
Sure. So about a week and a half ago, a press release went out that several agencies are working on a joint sod rescue operation. So They're going to be going out to the prairie and collecting as much of the soil from the demolition site and transporting it to a nearby preserve. Now, that had to be rescheduled because of inclement weather, but so that should be happening very soon here.
So that's from the environmental standpoint. There's no indication. I guess maybe, Carrie, this is a question for you. I understand that the airport basically cut off communication with the NLI, with the Natural Land Institute. What does that say for the future efforts to preserve what still remains of the Belle Bowl Prairie?
Yeah, sure. So I think as stewards of the prairie in partnership with the airport for many years, we worked with them, but I think they're going to be perhaps working with other agencies like the Winnebago County Forest Preserve. But one of the things that I did want to comment about in the airport statement was that they have consistently framed this as an either or, as either jobs or prairie. And we have consistently framed it as both and. We can have both the expansion of the airport, which is really important to Rockford, and we can save the prairie at the same time. We even went so far as to look for grants and funding for them to be able to redo the road. But like you said, they did not engage with us at all, not have any conversation with anyone about it for the entire length of this process. And they're framing it that we have cost the taxpayers all this money. Whereas I would like to say that had the airport at the very beginning had conversations with us and worked towards coming to a solution so that we could have the airport expansion and save the prairie, that they were the ones, in fact, who cost the taxpayers all of this money, because we would have just not done a lawsuit if they had been communicating with us from the beginning. So we're really sorry for the taxpayers to have had to pay all this money, whether it's through contractual or legal fees or whatever. But we don't see that as our burden.
We're almost out of time, just about 30 seconds remaining in our conversation. Jillian Neese with Friends of Illinois Nature Preserves, what do you expect is, I mean, I guess, what's your best case scenario for the rest of the prairie that's still out there?
We would love to see the rest of the prairie continually stewarded and designated as an Illinois Nature Preserve, since it is such a high quality area with biodiversity and plant and insect species that aren't seen anywhere else in the state. We would love to see that preserved and protected for the future.
All right, Jillian Neese with Friends of Illinois Nature Preserves, Carrie Lee with the Natural Land Institute, and Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco with WNIJ. Thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st Show. And that's all the time we have for our program today. Today is the beginning of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Ramadan Mubarak to all who celebrate. And we're going to have a number of segments in the coming month about that, beginning with tomorrow's program. The history of the Midwest is often thought of as being shaped almost exclusively by people of the Christian faith, but there have been strong communities of Muslims, especially Syrian Muslims, here for more than a century. They are the subject of a book by the historian Edward Curtis. We're going to be talking with him about that. We're also going to listen back to our conversation with a young Muslim American couple who traveled the length of Route 66 for a PBS documentary series. They deepened their connection with their history and their faith. And that program was called The Great Muslim American Road Trip. It's still available for streaming. We'll be listening back to that conversation tomorrow. Again, Ramadan Mubarak to all who celebrate. The 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield and Jose Zepeda. Our interns are Owen Henderson and Anaya Jones. Technical direction and engineering from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.